Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, January the 31st of 2018. The time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, before we jump into the word, just want to make sure that everybody well. Today is the last day for Club 167. Today is the final day where you can steal my entire $5,000 system for $167 down and $167 a month. Today is the final day that I am doing the 167. After that, it goes back to the regular cost of $5,000. So today is the last day, my brothers. Today is the last day, my sisters, to steal my life management system, which consists of my 50 books that I've written, over 1,000 shows that I've done. Also, you get your 600-page Dear Kinnear report, your 100-page life optimization chart. You also have 1 year of one-on-one bi-weekly counseling with yours truly. So today is the final day that you are able to join Club 167. Also, today is the final day to get 50% off the series that starts tomorrow. So tomorrow we start, we'll be doing 12 noon, but we'll be on our private pay-per-view channel. So if you have not sent in your $25 payment, if you're part of the life management system, or the $50 payment, if you're not part of the life management system, after that, it goes to the regular price of $99 to get access to that 7-hour video series where we're going to be breaking down metempsychosis, basically, which is another word for reincarnation and resurrection. So we'll be breaking that down tomorrow. Today, my brothers and sisters, we want to talk about really the true essence of success, which is 1,000 true friends. Now, there's a video and a book out that talks about the 1% of the world that you need to be successful. So I have a goal which makes me already a millionaire. Now, remember, you must be a mental millionaire before you become a physical one. And so in order to be a mental millionaire, you need to have a believable system that you have on down on a piece of paper or that you have in your skull, and you've done the math. And based upon the math, that makes sense to you. That dog hunts. Because before that, you have paranoia. Once you get past paranoia, you go to metanoia. Once you deal with your metanoia, you go to epinoia. So today, my brothers and sisters, I need to give you the science and the spirit. You know, I combine both. I combine science and scripture. Most people have scripture, but they don't have no science. And then you got a lot of people that have science, but they ain't got no scripture. You need both. In fact, you need all three. Because after you get the science and the scripture, then you need the pleroma. You need God's approval. You need to go off the planet and talk to the Father of light instead of the Archon of darkness. So if you're dealing with the Archon of darkness that's on this earth, you are dealing with paranoia. That's why you're concerned. That's why you have fear, doubt, and unbelief. That means that you are under the pattern, which is the power of the Archon. Arc means original. Type means pattern. So this is the archetype. So everybody has an archetype. So that's where you start. That's first base. So everybody listening to the sound of my voice, the purpose of the life management system is to give you the mental dynamics that you need to establish your 1,000 true friends that makes you a millionaire. So you must be a mental millionaire before you ever think about being a physical millionaire. Remember, according to Hebrews chapter 11, it must, everything that is visible is made by things that's invisible. So if you're not an invisible millionaire, you'll never be a visible millionaire. If you're not invisible healthy, you will never be visibly healthy. If you're not invisibly wise, you will never be visibly wise. If you're not invisibly in a great toe-curling relationship, you will never, ever physically be in a toe-curling relationship. Everything starts with the spirit. God is spirit. Those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. What I'm getting ready to share with you, I wish to God that everybody on this planet could hear. Although, like all of the profound messages, it's going to be a handful of people. Because I know the message is not for everyone, but it's just sad because when I was 20, 30, 40, and I was praying and begging God for purpose because I didn't know what the hell to do, and then God sent Miles Monroe into my life and Bertrell Baird and Turnell Nelson, and they modeled. They could not tell me what my purpose was, but they did tell me I needed one. So I set out on a grand adventure when I got out of the military in the early 90s. So since 1990, I've been on this grand adventure, really started way back in the 80s. And I've been on this grand adventure since then, looking for purpose, because where purpose is not known, paranoia exists. Now, para means fear. Noia comes from the Greek word nous, which means mind. So it's a fear-based mindset. So everybody starts there. In fact, 99% of the world right now is in a paranoid state. Everybody is afraid of something. Everybody. Now, I'm not going to sit up here and lie to you and tell you that I'm God gives you the planet, that I don't have no concerns, because I do. But as soon as the concern comes up, I go in the direction of the concern. That's paranoia, number one. Paranoia is fear-based. That prevents you from going in the direction of your 1,000 true friends. Now, based upon all of the science, based upon, I don't know if you heard of the 10,000-hour mathematical formula. In other words, to obtain mastery based upon science, you must do something for 10,000 hours. Now, I forgot the number of days it comes out to, but it's on. You can Google it. It comes out. I've done a show on it already. It's the 10,000. It's like the 100 monkey thing, you know, 100 monkeys, blah, blah, blah. Well, this is 1,000. So based upon science, it takes 1,000 true friends in order for you to be successful or become a millionaire. 1,000. So that's less than 1% of the globe. So is that believable? For me, that's very believable. That tells me so I need less than 1% of the population to become my true friend, meaning they're willing to purchase my products, my services, and my information. That's how I know I'm already a millionaire, because I have a believable system that I have implemented, and I am moving in the direction. So I've dealt with first base. What is first base? Paranoia. So paranoia, metanoia, epinoia. So since I've already done the show about 2 or 3 years ago about metanoia versus paranoia, I didn't want to do I didn't want to include option card. Remember, I always do option A and option B. I never used to share option C. Option C, I always kept to myself. This year, I'm sharing option C. So we're talking about reincarnation on the series that starts on February the 1st, and we're talking about resurrection. But then I will introduce, during the series, option C. Because in this world, we live in a world of right and wrong, God and the devil, up and down, left, right, male, female, happy, sad, fat, skinny, rich, poor. We live in a world because it's based upon the ark, which means original, type, which means pattern. So patterns are power, but it's the original fake one. It's not the original one, because the original pattern is based upon the pleru or the pleroma, which is, again, off the planet. Now, there are 5 levels or laws. There is what they call municipal ordinances. That's the first level. Now, you can usurp that with state statutes. That's the second level. Now, you can go higher with federal laws. That's the third level. Then you can go higher than that with universal principles. That's the fourth level. Then you can go off the planet with quantum induction, which is called the pleroma or the pleru, which is the fifth element or the fifth level. That's where I hang out. So I hang out at the fifth level. It goes above. Now, remember, if you don't believe me, just go and do a crime in a small town. They're going to give you a citation. It's a municipal. But then if you do something on the state level, they call in the state police because the crime is a higher level. Then if you do a felony or something that's more of a higher level, it goes federal. Then if you do something that's universal, you deal with the Archon. Then if you go something that's above that, you deal with the Father of Light. So that's where I'm going. That's where I hang out. That's where I get my ideals from, the Epinoia state. Now, it's very important because most people, as with most of the things I've talked about, they've never heard of. If I'm a betting man, you probably never heard of the word Epinoia, although it's all throughout the Bible. Just like you probably never heard of the word pleru or pleroma, although it's all through the Bible. And so I introduce constructs and concepts, again, that are different in order for you to establish and be eligible for the 100 true friends, which is, again, what I call returning back to source or the quantum state, where you become a single standing column of waveform energy. That simply means you have space mastery. That simply means that you know you don't believe anymore. Now you are a knower. You're not a believer. And now you go from being paranoid. Now, remember that there's, I've already did the show. I've already introduced option A and B, paranoia and metanoia. So we're not going to go over that again. If anybody wants that show, you can just go to Google and type in paranoia, metanoia, hit enter, and it'll come up. If for some reason it doesn't, just email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That email address, again, is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, and I will send you the show that I did that breaks down paranoia and metanoia. Para means fear. Noia comes from the Greek word nous, that means mind. So it is a fear-based state of mind. Now, meta means faith. So it is metanoia, which is second base. So we've already talked about how to get to first base. First base, you're born there. You ain't really got to do nothing to operate in a state of fear. The planet, the Archon, the little G's, the gods of this world, every god that you know that's mentioned in every book that's ever written by any man, woman, child, is about an Archon. The big G is not in a book. The big G, the living God, only resides in living things, according to all of the esoteric ancient texts. In fact, the Bible even says that God has not written his laws on tablets of stone any longer. He's written them on the hearts and the minds of his people. So anytime you want to find the true God, you must go and search out a living being or thing. In fact, in the Essene Gospel of Peace, it says if you go out and you look at a blade of grass, you will find the big G. The big G only resides in chromosomes or living things, organisms that have life, because he is the God of life. So therefore, since you got a dead book written by dead men, you serve a dead God. Now, don't tell nobody I told you that, but again, you can look it up for yourself. That's why you have something called paranoia. Everybody that I know is in a state of paranoia. That's first base. That's okay, but you have to start there to understand the 1,000 true friends that allows you to return back to source or return back to the quantum state, or to return back to true oneness or at one-ment or atonement. That's first base, paranoid. Everybody's paranoid. Everybody is paranoid of the government. Everybody's paranoid of what they eat. Everybody, and again, once you find it and you know and you just accept it and say the system is designed to keep me paranoid, then you immediately take your attention from it and you focus on the solution. See, right now, I tell you about a problem. Donald Trump talked about the problem last night. You see the problem on the news. Everybody talks about the problem. So if you focus on the problems, you get more problems. So I'm here today to introduce you to the solution. So first base is paranoia. Para means fear. Noia means mind. Fear-based mind. Metanoia means faith. So now you go from having a mindset of fear to having what is called hope. Now, the Bible says hope deferred waxes or wanes or makes the heart cold. I'm not making it up. It's inside the Bible. You can read it for yourself. So I don't do faith. Now I know the Bible says without faith it is impossible to please God. So you do need faith if you're interested in pleasing God, but you need epinoia if you're interested in being God. Now I'm not talking about you or God. When I say that in my book, I talk about being God. You know that the word being means existing. The word God means love. So is there anything wrong with being God, being love? See, it's interesting how people's minds just erode when they hear a word without a definition. It's mind-blowing to me that nobody ever asks me the definitions of the words that I use. They just think I use the same. My definitions are not the same as yours. So when I say that I am a fallen angel, the word angel means messenger. It means angelos in the original text. I'm an original text dude. I don't do no freaking English. That's watered-down Enochian. So I'm not an Enochian. I don't speak Enochian. So I research the terms and the definitions of the original. And if you don't do that when I say angel, you can say, well, Brother Will talking about he's an angel. Yeah, I got a message, and I failed to deliver that message. That's what a fallen angel is, according to my terms. And my words establish my world. Your words establish your world, not mine. You can't put your word on me. I can't put my word on you. That's called witch wicking or witchcraft. Now, people do what they call beaming and projecting and phantasmagoria. That's all black magic, witchcraft. Now, can you do that? Absolutely. There are some people that are professionals, and they put their words on you, but it doesn't work on me. Now, it used to work on me when I was young, dumb, and stupid, but I ain't young, dumb, and stupid no more. I have the ability to look up the definitions of the words, and I do, and I do it for a living. So metanoia means faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Right now, I am a metanoianaire, meaning that I'm a millionaire in transition because I have a system that's based upon what I'm getting ready to share with you, the 100 or the 1,000 true friend method, which you can go to Google and type in 1,000 true friends and watch the video or read the book, and you understand my system. Now, I do this in everything. So I have a mathematical formula. When I go to the gym, I have a mathematical formula. When I do wisdom, I have a mathematical formula. When I do a relationship, I have a mathematical formula. When I do money, I have a mathematical formula that's based upon science and spirit that brings in and allows me to go above the archetype or the archons. Remember the five laws that I said at the beginning of the show. There's law number one, first base, municipal laws. Then there's state statutes. Then there's federal laws. Then there's universal principles. Then there's a quantum state of what they call oneness. That's above universal pure spiritual laws. Nobody talks about those. Everybody talks about the humanic laws, the 12 or the 7, you know, laws. Well, there's a law above that one. But very few people understand that. So you can operate in paranoia, fear. You can operate in metanoia, faith. Or you can operate in epinoia. Now, epinoia, epi, again, like epigenetics and epigenosko, you guys know I only do epi. Now, most people don't understand epi because, again, they haven't read, for example, Dr. Bruce Lipton's great book talks about the biology of belief. So Bruce Lipton has broken down along with Dr. Royal Raymond Rife, Craig Braden. Dr. Emoto. So this isn't new. I'm not the Lone Ranger. All of these scientists who are well-renowned, you probably believe them over me. They all saying the same thing, which means that your brain changes matter. Your words mold matter. It was even inside the Transformers movie, moldable matter. So you have an option today. Today you can operate with a paranoia, fear-based mind. You can operate with metanoia, faith-based mind. Or you can operate in epinoia, which is a knowledge or knowing or based mind. Now, epi means zoe, Z-O-E or zoao, Z-O-A. It means life-based. So my mindset is totally different than most people. In fact, pretty much just about everybody. So my mindset is not based up on paranoia. It's not based upon metanoia. It's based upon epigenosko. It's based upon epigenetics, because that changes life. Now, again, inside of the Helios Biblios, you can look this up. My entire life, remember, I used to call it, before this, I called it the Zoe life. Before that, it was called Cleronomics. Before that, it was called, again, the Eagles Club. Because, again, all of these terms are the same word, just different ways of saying the same thing. So epigenosko, or epinoia, means abundant life. It's a Greek word. The Greek word epinoia, epi, again, means intuitive or divine revelation. Noia means mind. So my mind is open to divine revelation, according to the original text. And so in the original text, it breaks down this word. Now, you should be asking, well, Brother Will, that's some great shizness on me, but where the hell you get that from, dog? I mean, I kind of like what you're saying. Now, remember, the whole purpose of today's show is to prove that my life management system is based upon spirit and based upon science and based upon biology. That means it is guaranteed to work if you can maintain this mindset. Let me say it again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds, the hearts, the wills, the emotions, and the imagination of your people. Now, let me make sure you understand. So in the original text, one of the Nag Hammadi texts, the Apocryphon of John, which is again called the Secret Book of John, the Apocryphon of John. I love that text. Another text is called the Book of Thomas the Contender from the Nag Hammadi Library, or the Nag Hammadi text. Again, I've already shared with you, I get a lot of the ancient texts from a website called sacredtext.com. So if anybody wants to research what I research, read what I read, you can go to sacredtext.com. You can blow your cookies and curl your toes. It's going to shatter your worldview. I'm warning you up front. Do not read that if you are a traditional Bible thumper. If you are a traditional Bible thumper, keep thumping, because if you read that, it's going to mess up your theology, guaranteed. Now, in one of the ancient texts of the Nag Hammadi, which I won't disclose at this point in time, it says this. It says, this is the beginning of salvation. It says, the Blessed One, the Mother Father, the Great Merciful One, looked compassionately upon the Mother's power that was relinquished by the chief ruler, or Archon. Since Yabato's demons might again overpower the perceptible psychic body, he sent down, the big one, the Pleroma, the Pleru, he sent down from his good spirit a helper for Adam, or Adam Yud. Out of his great compassion, a light-filled epinoia emerged. So I am reading from the Nag Hammadi text, the ancient text. Now, I wish I had the time to read the entire text, especially from one of the ancient texts that talks about the Book of Thomas, and also the book of, which I read from yesterday, the book of Judas Thomas the Twin. This is called Thomas the Contender. Now, a lot of people don't regard the Apocryphon text or the Apocrypha because it's not included inside of the canon. Now, I understand that too. I concur. I agree. I wasn't around at the Council of Nicaea to determine what is canonized and what is not. So it's interesting that man can determine what God said. And that's another study for another time. However, these men determined what God said, what should be included, what God said and what didn't say. So it goes on and said, then Jesus continued and said unto them, woe to you, for you did not receive the doctrine. And those who are will labor at preaching. And you are rushing into, and then there's some missing fragments, and so there's a blank. Then it says, you will receive them down, and then there's more missing fragments for blank. Then it says, you will kill them daily in order that they might rise from death, which is, I'm going to be breaking down in my next series that starts tomorrow. Again, today's the last day to get the 50% off. where I'm going to be breaking down metempsychosis, which is an old Greek word for reincarnation and resurrection. I don't know no Bible thumper who believes in reincarnation. Because, again, the word incarnation means, again, re means to return. In means inside, or interior. Carnate means meat. It means to return in meat. So we need to break that down. Resurrection means to return. Erection means erection. Like, for example, during the sexual act, the male penis gets erect. So you're supposed to be erect. It means to return to stand upright. So you're supposed to return to a place where you're standing upright. So that implies what? That implies that right now you're not erect. You're not standing upright. So let's go back to epinoia. Now remember, in order for you to be mentally wealthy, in order for you to be mentally healthy, in order for you to be mentally wise, in order for you to be mentally in a great relationship, you cannot be in a mental disposition or a mental state of paranoia, fear-based. You cannot be in a mental state of metanoia, faith-based. You must be in a mental state of epinoia. Well, what is epinoia, Brother Will? Well, let's go back to the original text, or the ancient text in Nahamati. It says, since Yabatho's demons might again overpower the perception or the perceptibility of the psychic body. So in this ancient text, it talks about how the body was made by 365 demons, one for each day. Now, I'm just going to read a small snippet, so that way you can under, you can over, and you can understand what epinoia is. This is extremely, extremely, extremely important. Because I'm not going to say the names, because again, you guys know when you say the name, you summon the name. And it talks about, in this ancient text, it says that the powers were seven. And then it goes on and lists these powers, and each power made a part of the body. And then it says, the host of demons took their sustenance from the powers, the archons, to create the limbs and the body itself. They put the parts of the body together and they coordinated them. The first ones begin by making the head. And then it says A-B-R-O-N created the head. Then it says M-E-N-I-G-G-E-S-T-R-O-E-T-H created the brain. Then it says A-S-T-R-E, I'm reading it really fast on purpose, created the right eye. Then it says T-H-A-S, and it goes through and it lists the names of 365 demons. 365 demons. And then it goes on and says that there are energizing powers energized the limbs and were divided. And then it talks about the governing dispositions of each one of the body, the organs. The entire human body is broken down, and it tells you what entity. For example, the genitalia is controlled by SORMA. And then it talks about the penis, the testicles, the back, the right buttocks, everything that's inside of the human body has an entity attached to it. Now, I've been saying this for 20 years, but again, this is the ancient text that breaks this down. And then it goes on and it talks about the rulers of matter. And it says the ruler of hot, the ruler of cold, the ruler of dry, the ruler of wet, and it has the name. And then it says their mother stands among them, and then it has the name. And then it says these were the four chief demons. And it goes on and it lists, and it's mind blowing. But at the end, it says their thought and their truth is A-N-A-Y-O, the ruler of the material realm or the material soil. Then it says this is the total number of the demons, 365. They work together to complete part by part the physical and material body, not the spiritual. That's why I said in my book, I Am Too Human, that's where I got all that stuff from, was from this Nahamari text. And then it says all of Yabatho. Now, Yabatho, again, is the archon where we get Sabatho in the Bible and where we get Yahweh and Elohim and a lot of the other names from inside of the Bible. Now, it says all of Yabatho's servants and his demons worked to finish the psychic body. For a very long time, it laid inanimate. And it did not move. So they made something, but it didn't move. They made something, but it wasn't animated. So all of these demons, under the direction of Yabato, created something, but it was missing something. And so they did all of this work, but then what they made did not work. And so it said it did not move. So it says Yabato's mother, Sophia or Barbello, wanted to take back the power that she gave or that Yabato sold. Now remember, Yabato is just another name for Samael, which means blind God, which we talked about in some previous shows. And so then it goes on and it says in the ancient text, she had turned over, she wanted to take back the power that she had turned over to the chief ruler. She earnestly asked the most merciful, the mother father of everything, for help. So Sophia realized she made or had what is called an emission, which is an unauthorized production. And this unauthorized production started making a bunch of shiznits that we call mass or matter. And so she went back now to the big G, the Pleroma, the father of lights, and said, I kind of make something and it's kind of taking on, kind of like the Frankenstein story. You know, Frankenstein was made with a bunch of parts, and then he comes back and he goes after or kills his creator. That's what all the ancient text talks about. And we call it the Bible. Another study for another time. So this emission says, hey, Father, we need help. Then the next verse says, by his sacred command, he sent down the five lights in the forms of the principal advisors to Yabato. So the father of light said, okay, let me step in. Because Yabato is, he's the blind god. He thinks he's the only one, and he thinks he's running the show. So then it reads that this led to the removal of Yabato's mother from the divine, or Yabato's mother's divine power from him. So the big G steps in and starts putting Yabato in check. And then it continues. They told Yabato, blow some of your spirit into man's face. Then his body will rise up. So Yabato made man, but man had no life. And so some of Yabato's cronies told him, yo, dude, hey, how about blow the breath of life into man and he can walk around. So it told him to blow some of your spirit into man's face. Then his body will rise up. So Yabato blew some of his spirit into the man. The spirit was the divine power of his mother. Now, let me make sure you understand that, because everybody missed this point. So Yabato got his power from his mother, which is Sophia, which is, again, the book of Proverbs, what we call wisdom inside the body, inside the Bible. So if you look inside the Bible, wisdom is always referred to her. Wisdom, again, means Sophia, which means Barbello. So this is where Yabato still had his mother's power. He had no power of his own. Now, remember, this is very important, because we're talking about paranoia, fear, metanoia, faith, epinoia, life. Right now, you got one of the two. You got paranoia, means you're scared to death. You're running around and you're concerned about, you know, bills and, you know, Donald Trump and the popo. You scared little chicken. Or you got metanoia. You got faith. You believe. You're a believer. You believe in something, someone, but you ain't got what I got. It's called abundant life. It's called epinoia. But let me make sure you understand the depth. This is why I'm reading all of this. I'm taking my time so that way you can understand I ain't making this shizness up. And this is the only way to change your life. This is the only way to walk through the valley of shadow and death and fear no evil, because you have something called abundant life. You got a bigger gun. The bigger gun ain't on the planet. So notice that the where she went for help. Now let me continue. So Yabato made material realm, but it didn't work. At least man didn't work. And then he blew, and he still didn't. But Yabato had something in him. This means Samael. So let me continue reading. So Yabato blew some of his spirit into the man. That spirit was the divine power of his mother. He didn't understand what was happening, for he lived in ignorance. Anytime anybody is ignorant, they're under the control of the chief archon, which all of everybody on earth is under that control. The archons are what you call God and Elohim, according to every ancient text. The real God, the big one, doesn't exist on the planet. That's why I go off the planet to get my information. So Yabato, again, his real name is Samael. Sam means blind. El means God. Blind God. Ignorant. Let me continue reading. His mother's divine power left Yabato. It entered into the psyche or the psychic human body, molded or modeled on the pre-mortal image. Then the human body moved. It grew powerful and it shone as light. So let me reemphasize again. Yabato blew, nothing happened. When Yabato blew, the power that animates the body, that is called Z-O-E or Z-O-A, where I get my word life, and the English word life comes from. My whole system is based upon that power. That's why I get the word dunamis power. That comes from the big G that was given to, again, his cohort or the mother who Yabato stole. But Yabato didn't even know that he had the power. That power, he blew into man, and so he thought he animated man. It wasn't him that animated man. It was the big G who loaned his power to his wife, if you want to use that word. She gave it to man. Man became a living soul. That's epinoia. Now, let me continue reading because it gets better. It said, now remember, Yabato didn't understand because he lived in ignorance. He didn't even know that he had this power. So everything that Yabato did, he did with the father's approval, with the father's assistance, as I have inside of my book, Cosmogrator. Now, inside of the Apocrypha of John, all of the other ancient texts say the exact same thing. So inside of my book, The Cosmogrator, I explain this process. So it says, Yabato's demons envied the man. So inside of the Quran, it talks about the jinns. They were made of fire. The fire refused to bow down to clay. Remember the series that I did on the jinns that I did on fire? And that was series number 3. So inside the Quran, that's where they get this information from. Fire. The demonic forces said, I'm not bowing down to clay. Why? Let's read. Yabato's demonic forces, those are the jinns, fire beings, they envied man. Why? Through their united efforts, he had come into being and they had given their power to him. His understanding was greater than that of those who created him. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. That's why the Father, after man was created, he put a cherubim with a flaming sword to prevent you from eating of the tree of Zoe and Zoal, because then you would live forever in a fallen demonic state. The Father does not want you to be stuck in mass or matter. He wants you to return back to light. So Adam, you, and Eva, or Eve, were greater than their creators because they had the original Ospok. That's in the movie The Transformers as well, from the big G. You got it too, brother. That's what the Bible says. Do you not know that you shall judge angels? How can man judge angels? How can a terrestrial being judge a terrestrial being or a celestial being? Because you are a son of light, as I've said on a plethora of shows. You just don't know who you are. So I'm here to tell you the true destiny of mankind. So in my next series, I'm going to prove to you beyond a shadow of a doubt that you returned into a carnate state until you understand how to return to a resurrection state. I'm going to prove it to you. Starting tomorrow, again, today's the last day to join me for the series that starts tomorrow where I reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify reincarnation and resurrection. Now let me continue reading from the ancient text so you can understand what you got. This, my brothers and sisters, changed my life. It says that the human body moved and it grew powerful. But Yabato's demons was upset. Yabato was angry because the thing that he made was greater than him. It says his understanding was far greater. Your understanding is far greater. So somebody got to dumb you down because you're too powerful, man. That's why you got fluoride in your food. I mean, in the water. That's why you got chemtrails in the air. That's why you get vaccination shots. They got to keep you dumb. Who's they? The Archons. Because them suckers are dumb. So and then it says, his understanding was far greater than that of those who had created him and greater than that of the chief ruler himself. You are greater than the Archon that rules this world. So in Ephesians chapter 6, when it tells you we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but principalities against rulers, against the principalities and rulers of the darkness, you're greater than them. So why are you afraid of them? That's why I don't do fear, man. I don't do fear. I don't give a flying beep, 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 beep. I don't do fear. Now, the reason why I don't do fear, because I used to. Devil used to whoop my ass daily. Not no more. I need you to understand who you are. Right now, you got paranoia or metanoia. Both of them dogs don't hunt. You need epinoia. Without epinoia, you in deep chemistry. Because somebody will come along and tell you, hey, you got cancer. Oh, I do? How many days I got? 30 days. You're going to, remember, nobody dies. Everybody's killed. You can't die. You're killed. They kill you. Nobody dies. Everybody's killed. You eternal, man. You can't die. You can't kill eternity. But you can fool it into thinking it so that way it can return into a dirt suit and keep you trapped down here because the enemy needs your force because he ain't got none. You are greater than the chief ruler himself. Let me continue reading. When they realize that he shone with light, that's you, brother. When the cosmogrator realized, like, oh, shiznit, this clay is greater than fire. He says, when they realized that he shone with light and could think better than they could. Let me read that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. And could think better than they could. Man, if y'all only knew, if you only knew how powerful you were, you wouldn't be walking around no pole broke creature. You'd be freaking going to no freaking dead ass 9 to 5. You wouldn't be doing none of the bullshitting that you do every day. But you don't know who you are. You believe this watered down, willy-nilly crap that they teach on Sunday, that dog don't hunt. There ain't no way nobody listening to the sound of my voice should be asking no man or no woman to borrow nothing. You have the ability to create. And all you need is 1,000 true friends to do it. Because I do it every day. So if I can do it, I know you can do it. And I'm just getting started. Watch where I'm at this time next year. Just watch. Please join. Today's the last day to join the life management system for $167. $167 a month. Today's the last day. After today, it goes back to the $5,000 a month. Let me make sure you understand, brother and sister. All you need is 1,000. Do you know what 1,000 times 1,000 is? That comes out to 1 meal. That's where I'll be at this time next year. Watch me. Write it down on your calendars. Now, the cosmogrator, see, whenever you make a bold statement, the devil's going to show up. The Archon's going to come up and try to stifle your plans. That's why some people are scarred to, you know, say stuff or write it down because they know the cosmogrator is going to, you know, hey, once you put it out there, he's going to fight against you. Now, remember, more problems, more money. Problems are money. I like problems. I turn problems into solutions. So I'm a firefighter. I don't run from fire. I run in the direction of fire because I have something to put it out. So it's different when you overstand. You don't have paranoia no more. You ain't scared. You don't have metanoia anymore. You don't have faith in believing something outside of yourself. You got epinoia. You got zoe and zoio. You got abundant life. You got something running through your veins called light. You ain't got blood no more. Remember, blood is slowed down, congealed light. When you speed up your blood, brothers and sisters, you transfigure. Your brain does the same thing. So you're designed to operate in the quantum state. You're a quantum computer. Quantum computers work, and don't believe me, go to Google and look it up. A way that the quantum computer works is it go to parallel universes to get information. Please don't believe me. Please don't believe me. Please don't believe me. Go look it up. So I go to parallel universes and get information too. Do I go anywhere? No. My computer, my spirit is already bi-local. I'll be breaking that down during this series. The next series. During this year, the next 12 shows, and today's the last day to purchase all 12 shows for $150 if you're not a non-member, if you're not a member of the life management system, I mean for $300 if you're not, $150 if you are. because I'm going to talk about photon physics light injection, James 3. That's epinoia. This is epinoia. Epinoia is the returning, the ceasing to return in a dirt suit, meaning if you eat meat, you return as meat. Don't tell nobody I told you. If you, now remember, everybody says you are what you eat. Do you know what that means? I don't know if you understand what that means, man. If you are what you eat, people say that all the time. Hey, man, you are what you eat. You are what you eat. Okay, if you eat meat, you are meat. Now, is anything wrong with that? Absolutely not. I eat meat. But I overstand. That's why I do rotation. Because I make sure that I don't eat more meat than I do spirit. I understand I eat light. Now, the only way that you eat light, how do you eat light? Anybody heard of something called photosynthesis? Now, plants take light and convert it into energy. There is no such thing as protein. Let me say that again. There's no such thing as protein. Let me say that again. There's no such thing as animal protein. Let me say that again. There's no such thing as animal protein. Let me say that again. Since you think it is, it is. What is the biggest omnivore on the planet? And elephants, what do they eat? Do elephants eat meat? Do gorillas eat meat? Do the blue whale, the biggest whale in the ocean, sperm whales, blue whales, do they eat meat? The biggest meat eat plants. Let me make sure you understand. You can eat meat. You just need to understand, then change the way that you're thinking so that the meat changes the effect that it has on the body. Epigenetics, according to Dr. Bruce Lipton, according to Jethro Klaus, according to Maxwell Gershom, according to every major neuroscientist, every major biologist that's worth his salt and gold who understands cows eat plants. And if you eat the cow, you're eating watered-down light. Now, I recommend you go directly to the source and eat the plant. But if you like meat, if you are old blood, you are designed by God, not man. You are designed by God, not man, to eat meat. God don't make no damn mistakes. So you listen to the wrong people. And I know disrespect to people who are vegetarians. But I know God don't make no damn mistakes. I know that man interprets what God says. That's where the mistake lies. So if you're eating meat and the meat ate a plant, you are getting watered down light. Now, I recommend that you go straight to the plant. But if your taste buds, if you're wired, if you are hemocyanin and you're not hemoglobin. Now, hemocyanin means you're copper-based. Hemoglobin means you're iron-based. Hemocyanin means that you are a polar bear. Hemoglobin means you're a gorilla. I'm hemoglobin. My blood is positive, so I eat what gorillas eat. Go to Africa. What do gorillas eat? Nuts and berries. That's why my black ass been eating trail mix since I was a hatchling. But let's say that you are negative blood. And somebody going to put a guilt trip on you because you eat meat. No, you're hemocyanin. You got copper in your blood. Your blood moves slower, so you need fat and meat, just like a polar bear. Is there anything green in the freaking North Pole? Polar bears eat seals. Seals is blubber and meat. Their system is designed to run off of it. And if you don't understand that, all of the omnivores, they eat light too. It's just dumbed down light. So you can't allow somebody's lack of gnosis to be put that crap on you. Now, should you eat light? Absolutely. But if you're designed because you come from King Og, remember all old blood comes from the old Og. Who's King Og? He was anything that lived that ends in the Old Testament in the word from, meaning I-A-M. Those were the descendants of the Orophrens. That's another study for another time. But I need you to understand it because that stops your epinoia because that produces fear. Everything on earth is designed to make you think that you're wrong, that you're whack, that you're flawed. Do you really honestly think that the big G is going to allow a freaking little G to usurp him? Are you serious? So I already know everybody that tells me something is wrong, I know that they're wrong. because we are interpreting the truth wrong. God don't make error, homie. He don't make junk. So all I'm simply saying is that plants are light transformers. They transform light. So a photon is turned into a neurophoton to activate your neurons. That is epinoa. That's called life, homie. And without life, you in deep kimchi. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because this is the only way for you to have an impact on 1,000 people. That's it. All you need is this. This is what I teach. You need one epinoia, which is another word for diakonia, which is another word for destiny, which is another word for purpose. You must find something, you must have something that you do better than anybody else. Not because it's better, but because it gives you life. Somebody write that down. So you're doing something, it doesn't curl your toes. Do you? This morning, I jumped out of bed. I think I slept maybe 3 hours. Recently, when I first woke up, I was tired. Soon as I dropped my wife off, I sat down on the computer. I've been sitting here since. And I feel like I'm about ready to blow through the roof. Why? Full of life. I'm full of epinoia. I ain't got no fear. I ain't got no faith. I got life, and life more abundantly, because Jesus came that you may have life and life more abundantly. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Look at the definition of that God. I ain't trying to please God. I'm trying to be God. God came that you may have life, homie, and that you may have life more abundantly. Now, I'm not talking about that, you know, all the stuff that people take my what I say. Now, remember, God is love. I'm trying to be love. I got a wife. I want my wife to know I love her. I got sons. I got daughters. I want to love them, man. My father didn't love me. I don't know why he didn't, because somebody probably didn't love him. So either I can continue the same mistake with my sons and my daughters, or I can stop. Remember what I said yesterday? I ain't trying to pass down no damn pain. I'm trying to pass down gain. I want to leave an inheritance for my son's son. So I'm passionate, yes. I scream and yell, yes, because I see error. I see fear. I see people walking around believing in shizness that ain't going to happen. And, man, you better get your freaking life together. Jesus came that you may have life, and life more abundantly, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. What you waiting on? I ain't waiting to die and go nowhere. Man, I'm living the dream. Every day I wake up, I'm living the dream. And I want to hang out with other people who want to live the dream. That's why I started an own organization. And it's called the Life Management System. I'm looking for freaking leaders, so we can bring in more people. My goal this year is 200. That's what I'm going to do. That comes up to 16 a month. That's what I'm doing. 20 people every month. That's going to take me to my 1,000 true friends. That's going to make me a millionaire by this time next month. And I'm taking you with me if you want to go. Now, if you don't want to go, hey, that means you got another system. You got another dog that hunts better than mine. I ain't mad at you. Number one, if anybody wants a system, this is it. Number one, you got to find your diakonia. Number two, you got to build an audience. But how you build an audience? Anybody see my sales funnel? My sales funnel. Everybody that's a part of the Life Management team, you already got my Eagles Club book. In that book, I had a sales funnel. At the top of the funnel, what's up there? There's a big word that says free stuff. Give and it shall be given. So, how many shows have I done for free? Almost 5,000. How many videos have I done for free? Go to my 3 YouTube channels. How many? Count them. How many? Almost 500. Free. Nobody, you ain't got to pay a dime for that. Just go there and look it up. Free. That's called priming the pump. Give and it shall be given. That's the ticket. How do you build an audience? Give people stuff for free that solves their problems. I've been doing it for 20 years. Work like clockwork. Build an audience. How did you get here? How did I meet you? You probably heard a show, and you said, hey, that fool yells and screams, but he sounds like he know a little shiznitz. He sounds like he's saying some deep shiznitz. Let me listen to him. I just got to turn the volume down a little bit. I get a little excited because I love what I do. I ain't apologizing. I used to apologize. Not no more. Because I love what I do. I build an audience. Number one, I got mastery. I got self-mastery. Nobody on the damn planet can teach what I teach better than me. They may teach it the same, but they ain't better. So I got the first place covered. I got a dog that hunts. Number two, I'm building an audience. That's why I got freaking 3 Blog Talk channels. I don't know how many damn Spreaker channels, YouTube, freaking Horseshoe, Tube Mogul. I'm all over the internet. I got other people regurgitating my stuff. So I'm building an audience. Number 3, monetize that audience. That's why you're here. That's why I charge for my pay-per-view stuff. That's why I'm already a mental millionaire. I will be a physical millionaire by this time next year. Guaranteed. But why? Epinoia. Let me give you the smoking gun. I always save the best for last, for the people who stick around. The next verse says, this is the beginning of salvation. When they realize that he has shone with light and that he, man, that means you, could think better than they could and was naked of evil. Naked means he didn't have no evil on him. So the Archons saw you, your Adam and Eve. They saw your ancestors and they said, oh, man, we effed up. This dude greater than us. That's why fire refused to bow down to clay, according to the Islam tradition. So they took him, they cast him down into the lowest depths of the material world. That's Jude 6. You're chained with your DNA inside of this freaking meat suit. Now, this meat suit is great. Let's not get it twisted, but it ain't better than your light suit. The devil wants you to fall in love with your meat suit without even experiencing and knowing anything about your light suit. Let me read it again. When they found out how great you were, they took and they cast you down into the lowest depths of the material world. Then the Blessed One, the Mother Father, the Good Merciful One, that's the big G, looked compassionately upon the Mother's power that was relinquished by the Chief Archon or the Chief Ruler. Since Yabatho's demons might again overpower their perceptible psychic body, he sent down from his good spirit a helper for Adam. Somebody please listen. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. So the big G says they already got him trapped. They want to keep him trapped. I need to develop a system to untrap light. That's the true destiny of mankind. See, you think you here, man, this bullshit and that. Let me calm down. So let's get back to the subject. You are here to resurrect your light and return back to the source. Now, let me give you what's in the ancient text that they don't want you to know. So the big G looked down compassionately upon his woman, which is the mother's power that was originally in Yabatho, and Yabatho blew it into you. So it says, since Yabatho's demons might again overpower the psychic body, he sent down from his good spirit a helper for Adam. Out of his great compassion, a light-filled epinoia emerged, and he called it Zoe life. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Man, I'm getting excited. Y'all hang on with me. Let me finish this. A light-filled epinoia emerged from the big G. He called it life. That's why I got a life management system. Zoe and Zo-I-O life, brothers. She aids the entire creation, working with him, restoring him to his fullness. She taught Adam about the way his people had descended. Let me say that again. She, wisdom, Barbello, Sophia, she taught Adam the way he had descended. Remember, you can't ascend unless you descend. She taught Adam about the way that he could ascend, which was the same way he had descended. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. So if you know how you got Chion, you know how to return from Chion. Paranoia, metanoia, epinoia. The enemy want to make sure that you are paranoid, fear. Or he want to make sure that you are metanoia, faith. And you're believing in a God instead of being the God. Now, remember, God is love. He did not create it. He is it. Love is not no damn oxytocin. That's what we got. That's archonic. In other words, you do everything for a carrot. Everybody wants validation. Everybody does everything to get that little pat on, get that attaboy. That's why I used to jog down the street with no shirt on. Why? Attention. Make me feel good. That's fake. That's phony. That dog don't hunt. That don't pay your bills. I can't go down to the CPS and say, hey, I want to pay my light bill, you know, because I got a lot of admirers. I got Facebook likes. Why y'all posting y'all shitness on Facebook? To get likes. Why? Makes you feel all warm and fuzzy on the inside. That dog don't hunt. Let me give you the dog that does hunt. This light-filled epinoia emerged, and he called her life Zoe. She aids in the entire creation, working with him, restoring him to his fullness. She taught Adam about the way his people had descended. She taught Adam about the way he could ascend, which is the way he had descended. The light-filled epinoia was hidden in Adam. Where's it at, brothers? Where's it at, sisters? Oh, it's out yonder way. You got to get it from somebody. Man, let me digress before I get excited. The light-filled epinoia was hidden in Adam. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. Said the same thing in the Bible. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. It ain't out there. The Reverend Dr. Bishop don't got it. Nobody got it. You already got it. You already got what you're looking for, brother. The Bible says God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. Past tense. So why are you looking? The Bible says that the kingdom of God is within. So why are you looking over there? You already have it inside of you. This light-filled epinoia was hidden in Adam so that the rulers wouldn't know about it. For epinoia would repair the disaster their mother had caused. Because all of this started because the mother made a emission or had a desire without the approval of the father. It goes on and it continues to read. The whole purpose of epinoia life is to repair the disaster, death. Adam was revealed because within him dwelt the shadow of light. His mental abilities was far greater than those of his creators. Let me say that again. His mental abilities was far greater than those of his creators. Everybody I know tells me that I'm young, that we all are stupid, that humanity is well done. And we just might as well go and commit suicide. Man, they don't want y'all to know what I know. Because then you're going to be very, very confident. And you're going to be walking around with your head up and your shoulders back. You're going to know that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. You're going to be able to walk through devils like hot butter. You're going to know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You're going to know that all who rise up against you shall fall. You're going to know that if he be for you, who's going to be against you? You're going to know that why worry about what you shall eat and what you shall drink. You know that your heavenly father knows you have need of these things before you ask. If you know what I know, you're going to know the word. You ain't got to read it. You're going to know it. His mental ability is far greater than those of his creators. They had glazed upward and seen his exalted mental capacity. The host of the rulers and the demons plotted together. They mixed fire and earth and water together with four blazing winds, and they melded them together in great turbulence. Adam was brought into the shadow of death. Let me say that again. Adam, he wasn't. They brought him. Adam was brought into the shadow of death. Ye don't walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I fear no evil. Why? Because something is in me that was placed there by the big G. We just read it. So Adam was brought into the shadow of death. They intended to make him anew. So these knuckleheads made something that was greater than them, saw it and got scarred and said, oh, we need to do this over again. Because humanity, clay is better than fire. And this is what they did. They intended to make him anew, this time from earth, wind, fire, and water, which are matter, darkness, desire, and the artificial spirit. This all became a tomb for man, which is a kind of body. brothers and sisters, I've been saying this for a long time. The terrestrial tomb, the terrestrial womb is a celestial tomb. We got black folks walking around there talking about the black woman is God. I was on a show called Vaginosis where they said that the female poonanny is God because that gives birth, but it gives birth to mass or matter. There is a video on Facebook right now that when a sperm meets the egg, a spark of light takes place. That's God depositing in you the thing that's going to free you. And you looking for it out there all the time. You got it in here. You have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Let me make sure you understand where I get my fire from. Because ain't no demon in hell that can put out my fire, brother. They tried. They tried to get me when I was young. Man, them suckers been after me ever since I was freaking cool. I can walk since the age of 5. I've been hit by trucks, bitten by snakes, attacked, all kind of crazy stuff. I'm still here. On January the 1st of 2009, I promised the Big G, if you show me the truth, not a version of it, I'm going to tell everybody and their grandmother. That's why I'm telling you. This matter is darkness. This dirt suit that you're in, the desire that you got, the quote-unquote spirit you got, is artificial. It's not the real one. How do I know? Because your desires. Notice the things that show you got paranoia and you got metanoia, but you ain't got no epinoia, not you personally, people that you know. See, the proof is in the pudding, homie. It says, now let me continue reading. It says, these thieves, they bound the man in matter, in darkness, in desire, destination addiction. Your ass always going somewhere. Well, Brother Will, I would, but I got to go over chill. But now, how do I know? Man, what do y'all think I've been doing for 50 years? The artificial spirit empowers your matter. It empowers your darkness. It empowers your desire. Your little head is always thinking for your big head, Brother Will. Why? Artificial spirit. This is all the tomb, because the womb is the tomb for dead spirits. These thieves, they bound man in flesh. They enchained him in forgetfulness, made him subject to dying. Let me stop there, man. I mean, it goes on and on. Let me say that last sentence again. They enchained him in forgetfulness. Why y'all think y'all don't remember your true origins? You like trapped in dirt. That's your true origins. That's the true destiny of mankind. But you don't remember. Why? Yabato and his homeboys, they like thugs. They like the, you know, before there was a Mexican mafia, before there was a El Hon, before there was the cartel, before there were the Bloods and the Crips, that was the Archons. That was the first game. A bunch of demons got together to try to trap light, to create a world, because they got kicked out of paradise. Brothers and sisters, this is called the first separation. But then it says, the light-filled epinoia within him will elevate his thinking. The only way for you to vibrate on the same level and higher than what I'm on, because y'all are all better than me. I'm slow. I'm doing this so my sons ain't got to repeat the shit that I've done. That's why I teach. I'm knocking on 60, and the light just barely coming on. There's people like Brother Rome, Brother Dana, my son BJ, my son Kendrick. They in their early 20s. If my son BJ can wrap his brain around this, if my son Kendrick, if my daughters, if my nephews, if Brother Roman, if Brother Dana, if people, Sister Ellen, people who are half my age can wrap their brain around this, by the time you 50, man, y'all going to be transferred, y'all going to be biolocated. Y'all going to do, Jesus said, the things that I have done, you shall do, and even greater things. You have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. I'm not talking about the drug. I'm talking about the weapon. The word Chris means weapon. The word Chris means drug. Which one you got? Paranoia means fear. Metanoia means faith. Epinoia means life. Jesus came that you may have life and life more abundantly. That's the meal ticket I'm on. I'm riding that horse till he pass out. I don't think it's passing out no time soon. Brothers and sisters, if you're not already part of the life management system, today's the last day to get in for $167 and $167 a month. After that, go back to the $5,000. Every month, this month, my goal is to transmute what I know to the members that's already enrolled in the life management system. Each one teach one. Each one reach one. And we're going to go out by this time next year, we'll have 200-300 members inside the life management system. And my mental millionaireship will manifest as physical millionaire. Money is nothing but a symbol. That's it. Health is nothing but a symbol. That's it. Wisdom is nothing but a symbol. That's it. Relationship is nothing but a symbol. That's it. A symbol of what? A symbol of epinoia. That's it. All of this material crap doesn't mean nothing. It has no spiritual reference. The only thing it does is people on this earth see that as a symbol of success. So if you got a fancy car and a nice house, people assume that you're successful, whether you are or not. And they are interested and drawn. People are attracted to people who are confident, know where they're going, and know what they're talking about. So my system is based upon, number one, your dear Kinnear, that's the only way that you get confidence. Once you get that confidence, you then start building your audience, number two. Once you build your audience, you then start monetizing your audience, number three. Epinoia is number one. Audience is number two. Monetize is number three. I'm on stage three. What stage you on? Brothers and sisters, I am the one and only Master Teacher 33. I want to thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is the Pleroma, the Pleru. May his son bless you. His name is the entire Word of God. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, the Epinoia, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.